The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this Tuesday, the 18th of May, 2010. Had to do a little reset here. Had a little power failure in my power strip and distribution amps and computers and screens and all that stuff went down. It'll take me a few minutes to boot it back up. On tomorrow's program, author of The Manchurian President, Barack Obama's Ties to Communist, Socialist, and Other Anti-American Extremists by Aaron Klein and Brenda Elliott. I will have Brenda on the air tomorrow. And I like what Andrew Breitbart said. He says, how is that a guy halfway around the world from the United States is scooping the mainstream media on the radical background and troubling convictions of America's president? Aaron Klein apparently never received the J-School memo to acquiescence to political power and to the utopian dream. The Manchurian President is a frightening yet vital primer for those now willing to look behind the curtain to see who the leader of the free world is. Interesting. And on Friday's program, I have Gerald Celente on from the Trends Journal. And that's his research institute, so I'll have him on Friday. And Thursday, I'm going to try to schedule out. I talked to Brian Rainville yesterday. This is the guy that's up on the northern, very most northern part, the border up there between Vermont and Canada. Government just wants his land, just a mere 4.5 acres. And the reason they gave him, well, we need it. And we're going to do eminent domain, and we're going to underpay you for the property. And besides, don't you know you have too much property anyhow? Whew. And I'm like, ooh, okay. At any rate, and they screwed up because Brian, well, he's a high school teacher. He's a young man, multi-generational farm up there. Moo cows, they grow, I guess. He's 36 years old, but this is a multi-generational farm. And guess what he teaches in high school? Oh, that's right, the Constitution. I think they picked on the wrong guy. So I'll try to have Brian up with us. I'm sure there won't be a problem having Brian up Thursday. So tomorrow, Manchurian President. Thursday, Brian. And then Friday, from the Trends Journal, Gerald Celente, my Italian bro, at any rate. We'll be back right after this. And guess what today is? If it's Tuesday, that's right. You've ended up at the right place. Bob Chapman, international forecaster. Robbie Noel of The Flip Side on this network, and yours truly. And then we'll get this thing kicked off, and I'll get my computer fired up, hopefully, during these 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We are back here, ladies and gentlemen. United States to someplace on planet Earth. Bob Chapman, where are you, sir?
I am roaming around in the wilderness of the world.
How are you?
Just fine.
Yeah.
Well, I had a sore back from playing golf, so I'll have to go to the chiropractor, but other than that, I'll live.
You know, I was doing some exerting work and mowing lawns and sharpening blades and doing all this stuff, and man, oh man. Yeah, I got a week back. It happened about a week back, and it's still weak, so. Robbie Noel.
Hey. I'll be here.
You got to get closer to that microphone, my friend. Sounds like you're in California.
Sorry. My mistake.
It sounds like you're... How was the California trip?
It's a very depressing place, man.
California?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can actually feel the tension in the air. But then again, I mean, L.A. is a crazy place to start with. Just freeway congestion is enough to drive anybody batty. Then you add in, the fiscal problems they're about to face, and that place is a powder keg.
Yeah, well, and, you know, it's racist to want to tell all those illegals out there in California to go home.
Well, it's not the illegals that are going to be the problem. It's I think it's not a stretch to say what you're going to see taking place in, I believe, Spain on Thursday is you're going to see similar events unfolding in Southern California.
And the beat goes on. You know,
because they got to, I mean, California is no different to Spain or Portugal or Greece. Schwarzenegger announced, obviously, severe cutbacks last week. It's not sitting well with the teachers' union. It's not sitting well with any of the government unions. And it doesn't take them much to obviously pull a copycat after they see what happens in Spain.
Well,
I mean, the world is on tenterhooks as we speak. I mean, Germany today was the most, I mean, Bob will know, today was an amazing day in the markets. Soon after Germany announced it had banned short selling.
Wait a minute. It's one of the manipulator's favorite tools. Somebody got upset over that deal.
Well, yeah, and they're taking it to the streets.
Well, let me see here. Boy, I lost everything that I had sitting on my computer. The Dow's only down for the second day, about the same amount that it was down yesterday. Closed down 10,510, down 114. NASDAQ took a hit of 36. Let me see. Oh, the New York Stock Exchange down 104. But hey, Bob, here's good news. The United States dollar is at 87.11.
It's a triple top at 88 to 89.
What do you mean by triple top?
If you look at the chart, you'll see it's been there twice before.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't see it breaking beyond there. So it looks like the bottom might very well be 120. On the euro. Could go to parity, but I don't think it'll do it right now. And it closed today, that is the euro, 122.08, down 0.0181, which is a lot. And so I think in the next couple of days we'll hit 120, and then I think the traders will start going long. And that's quite a run from 74 to 88 in 2-3 months. And one of the things that I was thinking of when Rob was speaking about California going the way of Greece and Spain, I think in Germany and perhaps some other countries that are solvent, that don't have fiscal problems, I think that you're going to see rioting there because the people don't want to pay to bail the other people out. I think Europe's going to go upside down, just like California and Spain and Ireland. Ireland's already had demonstrations, and Portugal and Italy aren't far behind. And that's going to go on indefinitely. And you know, Otto Pohl, used to be the head of the Bundesbank, said he doesn't expect that that Greece will pay the debt back and the whole thing's going to blow up. And he's right.
A little bit later on, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They're doing the same thing that they did in the United States. And eventually all the money will end up coming from the Federal Reserve and be created out of thin air. And that's where this whole thing is headed. And that's why gold is going considerably higher. In fact, I like the action on the June month. It was only off $7, whereas we had the spot market off $13.40. And another thing today, the open interest in gold rose 14,940 contracts, which is a lot. And I think that represents shorting. They are still shorting. And the physical market is going to drive this, and it's going to drive it much higher here. And those of you who would like to buy, this would be a good place to do it.
Well, and, you know, I've got a friend, I had dinner with a couple of friends and my wife, when was it? Saturday. At any rate, he got in a futures with some company, and, man, he's waiting for silver to go to 40 or 50 bucks an ounce. 40, minimally, 50 bucks, maybe. When do you see that happening, Bob? Any projections? Because this guy is sweating bullets right now.
Well, I would think that if gold moves back up again through its recent high, I think it was 1240, and starts rolling on, silver will break out, and then it'll go to 25 and then 30, with gold in the 1500 area. And if this year or next year, but probably this year, we pop to 2,400 to 3,000, silver will be over $50, maybe higher. So there's going to be a lot of action there.
Yeah. In this hour, by the way, there's Bob, you've said this on this program, and I don't know if people took this as your wishful thinking list or what. And you've said time and time again that through radio programs such as this, and I wouldn't even want to count the hours per week that you do radio, but you've said this before, that we are making a difference. The Illuminists out there, the little New World Orderites, the global elite, and their little playpen that they've been setting up, is in danger of crumbling. And one Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the hobgoblins here of globalist elite, he was up in Montreal. And this is what he said, and you'll hear this in this clip when we play it later, but he's discussing the world government and his fears of the mass global awakening that has taken place. And for this guy to make a public admission, even in front of his cohorts, buds, pals, hangers-on, whatever, was pretty significant. Also, I don't know if you guys have seen this or not. It is on republicbroadcasting.org. I would suggest that everybody go watch this thing. Robert D. Steele, spook and kook, X, well, is there an X, spook and kook, CIA? This guy says, look, these guys are done. He said, you keep doing what you're doing. He said, latch onto something and be as... just get in there and bite hard and hang on. You know, do your old alligator bite. He said, these people are losing. The global government is starting to crumble. So we're getting this from the Brzezinskis of the world, people that worked intelligence, counterintelligence as well, are starting to say the same thing. And I see this, gentlemen, as a good sign that when we have, and I've been waiting for, and not everybody, believe this or not everybody in the FBI or the CIA were bad guys, okay? I've met a few people that have up and quit, and then some that retired from both agencies. They know what's going on. They were glad as hell to get out of there. But now the people are starting to come forth. And it was like the analogy I gave, gentlemen, it was like sitting there, and you have an audience, and they're all kind of sitting on their hands, no reactions. They're just sitting there with their little eyeballs rolling around in their heads, and waiting for that person to get up and start speaking of something that they can get behind or applaud. And it's now starting to happen in mass. So be encouraged, folks. Yeah, does that mean that because this is going on that your life is going to be a little less miserable? Sorry to report to you, no, that's not going to be the case. But here's the deal. They've built it. They can't keep it together. It's starting to crumble. Now it's our turn.
Well, the pressure which we put on them causes them to make decisions they don't want to have to make. And that's what Greece was all about, and it was a terrible miscalculation because the Greeks are still demonstrating and they're still saying, we're not going to do that.
Yep.
And I think you're going to see it throughout the world, and the bankers are going to get stuck, and when they lose, they're going to go to jail. And they're going to lose it all.
Well, when we get back, we'll kick it off with Zbigniew's Big news to his compadres.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
All right, I'm not going to bore you with the entire clip of Zbigniew because you wouldn't enjoy that unless you ran in their circles and you're eating their fine food at this little gathering in Montreal. But here's Ziggy Biggie in his admission that politically the entire planet's waking up. And how I'm reading this is they're waking up to the grand plan. Here's Zbigniew Brzezinski.
A much more diversified global leadership, lacking internal unity, with many of its members in bilateral antagonisms. That makes the context much more complicated. The other major change in international affairs is that for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality. Total new reality. It has not been so for most of human history until the last 100 years. And in the course of the last 100 years, the whole world has become politically awakened. And no matter where you go, politics is a matter of social engagement. And most people know what is generally going on in the world, and are consciously aware of global iniquities, inequalities, lack of respect, exploitation. Mankind is now politically awakened and stirring. The combination of the two, a diversified global leadership, politically awakened masses, makes a much more difficult context for any major power, including currently the leading world power, the United States.
Here's the Q&A session.
I really enjoyed your presentation, but I'm wondering, how would you rate the United Nations in helping solve some of the geopolitical problems we've had? Some people say they're not adding a lot of solutions, and some people even suggest we should have another organization internationally that can do the job that the United Nations should be doing. And even people are talking about one world governments. I mean, how do you view the UN right now?
Well, you know, there should be such an organization. The word should implies that there is a kind of moral imperative or need for it. But it doesn't exist. Why doesn't it exist? Because we don't have a situation in which there is a concentrated source of power that has universal reach. Not even America has that. So the United Nations functions well in areas in which it is possible to generate consensus. And that deals usually with elements pertaining to human suffering or to well-being or to health, for example, the Food Organization, the Health Organization, the relief agencies, or arbitration of conflicts of secondary importance in which the international community can kind of endorse what the UN is doing. But the UN is not a world government. The UN, when it comes to politics, is based on a fiction, namely 190 states which are members, each of which is co-equal with the others, except for the five that have the veto right in the Security Council. So it is an organization which reflects the ongoing diversity of the world. And I think we have, as a consequence, we have to realize that real solutions to political problems, to political conflicts, come from those entities that have power and have the willingness or the ability to coalesce or get stymied in the process or even go into conflict. The UN can deal with areas regarding which there's a great deal of international consensus, like the ones I've mentioned. And that reality is going to continue for some time to come.
Yeah. Okay, then. What did you make out of Mr. Zbigniew Brzezinski's admissions there, Bob?
I think they're downright concerned and afraid because they passed the point of no return in June of 2003, shooting for 2012 as the takeover year. And they've been talking about that year for maybe 25 or 30 years after they abandoned a date in 1969-1970. And the people are becoming informed. The people know what he was saying cryptically. The people know about the Illuminati. Not all of them, but probably 30 or 40%. And that is quite a change from what we've seen previously. And just in the last 5 years. And these programs are having a tremendous impact. I mean, I was contacted and did television, radio, and an editorial with the editor of the largest newspaper in Greece on the situation there. And something like that's never happened before. And they're asking us for our opinion. And, of course, I preface it with the fact that Pompidou is a member of the Bilderberger Group, so what can you expect from him? Because his bankers are all his buddies. And I think, referring back to Otto Pohl, former head of the Bundesbank, and his statement yesterday, that the Greeks aren't going to pay the money back, and they don't care. And quite frankly, none of the others do either. Because the Illuminists, when they formed the Eurozone, made a terrible mistake. And I wrote about it the day they did it at the Maastricht Treaty, and that was one interest rate for all. It can't conceivably work. And then they started without a constitution, and finally they're on the edge of getting it just before the Eurozone and the European Union may very well collapse too.
All righty. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Let us go to the telephones here. First up, Henry in New England. What's up your mind today, Henry? Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
All right, a couple of things. Even if this thing does fall apart, and as far as Zinsky, one thing, where do you get all his material? Is it a certain website of his or what?
Oh, gosh.
CFR.org?
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can do a cursory search on good old Zbigniew or any of these guys. And they're not shy about the carefully combed and manicured stuff that they put out to the public. That is there for you to read. That is for the lower echelons.
That's for the profane.
Yeah, that's for the low lackeys out there.
Right,
that's
but the
marketing.
Adept
yeah.
stuff is
yeah.
what I'm talking about.
Well, that you'd probably have to attend one of their meetings or, I don't know, Bob, do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, but that tape was one of their meetings. So.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I see. Maybe an informant got it. All right. I'll move on from that. I don't want to waste time. All right. Two things. I got something I want to say after asking this, but I want to ask Mr. Chapman about Europe because I'm very concerned with it because even regardless of what happens in this country, I still want to go over there. And I want to know what's going on with the thing with Greece and Germany. And I think the thing with Papandreou, you can respond to this. I'm talking to Mr. Chapman. Saying about what do you say about the people that didn't want to bail out Greece or Germany racist? I don't I think that's a bunch of bull crap. I think the look at France and look at England. I mean, that's.
Wait a minute. Are you mixing a question?
Okay, I'm sort of mixing it. Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on as far as the EU is concerned? And as far as will it collapse? Because I'm really hoping that to happen, because I don't like the political laws that they have in some parts of the EU, even though some parts of the EU are, different than here. What's going on with that as far as its demise with Germany and Greece? What other countries are interested in breaking up, possibly from meetings and so forth? All right, I'll listen, and I have another question. Go ahead.
Well, I think they're going to be perpetually under pressure, all the countries.
Okay.
The ones that are giving the money and the ones that are receiving the money.
Okay.
And if Greece persists in doing what they're doing, the people, that is, then it will spread to other countries. And in Germany, they're very upset about it, having to have supplied monies. And this has been the case in the past as well.
Right.
I don't know of any statements by anybody in Germany that could be interpreted as racist. So I think it was off the cuff, a statement in regard to racism by Pompandreou. Didn't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Every country has racism, and every section of every country has racism versus other people in their own country.
Right.
And, look at Italy as a wonderful example. Everybody north of Rome thinks the people in southern Italy are barbarians.
Well, with
and they
the mafia,
treat it that
yeah.
way.
Well, with the mafia,
people
though,
in Paris treat the people in Lyon like they just came out of the 3rd century. And so that statement was stupid and foolish and to be expected of somebody, no matter who or what rank they are, that are desperate. They didn't know what to say, so
right.
call them a racist.
Well, I think nothing
more. But this is going to go on and on. It's not going to go away. And this is what Brzezinski was referring to.
Right.
They've never seen journalists like myself show up in Greece, and when I was asked 3 times, on 3 venues, what should you do? I said, default in the debt, leave the Eurozone, go back to the drachma, and clean your house up.
Right.
I mean, why should they pay the bankers back who made the money up out of thin air? They irresponsibly made the loans in the first place.
Goldman Sachs.
They should have never been given those loans, and many others besides, in other countries. So they were gambling on the public, like a European TARP program, to bail out all the financial institutions just as they did in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. All right, as far as Russia, since you know about Russia, I want to know, too, how strong a ties does the Rockefeller family have in Russia? In other words, is Russia really acting independently from Putin wants, or is Russia really still under communist luminous control where they're really playing a part
in
wanting to have World War III?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Anybody knows.
Okay.
I really don't, because they made a lot of the right moves. Sure, there's a lot of ex-communists in government, including Mr. Putin.
Right.
And they've changed, obviously, somewhat. Now they're probably socialists.
Right.
And we don't know the influence within that country of the Illuminati. We do know that the oligarchs were all financed by the Rothschilds.
Right.
And we do know that Putin and others wanted that all of the companies that they had taken over for 5 or 10 cents on the dollar and back up in Russian hands, and he accomplished that. And I'm sure the Rothschilds were furious about it. So I say to myself, if that's the case, maybe they don't have the kind of influence in Russia, the Illuminists,
right,
that one would think they might have. So it's really open to question and conjecture. We just don't know.
Yeah, you know they attacked their markets, in January of last year. You know, when that thing with McCain was trying to start a thing with Russia with Bush, and I was told by Alex Jones that But I can't always believe him. But, you know, he was saying that the EU, the British, and something else, they were doing something to attack the Russian markets at the time. You know, there was this thing going on between the U.S. and Russia a year ago. You know, there was sometime in early January or mid-January, they were doing something to do something to their markets, but it was unsuccessful. You might know what I'm talking about, recall.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
well, we just don't know. And,
yeah, that's the thing.
Until we get better
information.
You
can't really trust them. You don't know. That's the thing, yeah.
You know, another thing, too, is the Color Revolution, which was run by the money and secret operations of George Soros, has turned out to be a complete failure. And that was really versus Russia. And so, again, we don't know.
All right. There you go. All right, Henry?
All right, okay, I'll let you go. I'm listening, but let's go. Great show. Go ahead.
Thank you. Don, in, and is Robbie still with us? No. By the way, Robbie, I tried to get Gerald Celente on the program last Friday that I subbed for you. Their staff did a double booking, and he had a Fox interview, and they took Fox over me. So, at any rate, I'll have him up this Friday. And one of these days we're going to get him slotted into your show.
Incidentally, John.
Yes.
When I was coming up on your show about 6 months ago, the following day, it was a Monday, Fox contacted me, want to be on their show at the same time I was on with you. And I said, absolutely not. I'm already scheduled. If you'd like another date, just let me know. And I never heard from them again.
Well, I did have an admission by one of the CNN staff, their field reporters, that when they're over there trying to figure out what to do with the ticker tape that they're allowed to put their fingers on over there, the news stories, and with the instructions on how to spin it, guess what they listen to in the newsroom over there? Republic Broadcasting.
All right.
To listen to the news that they know, even if they wanted to, and some of those people over there do, they want to put the straight poop out. They're not allowed to do it, so they sit around and listen to us do it. Now, I would say, I guess, Robbie, isn't that high praise?
Well, sure. As a side, Gerald Celente is featured in a video that was released over the weekend by the National Inflation Association,
mm-hmm.
which they say is, the video is entitled Melt Up. It's on front page of eaglesup.com, where it will remain for the entire week. They say it is the most important economic documentary ever produced in world history. It runs about an hour, and I've watched it a few times. There's not one single thing that I can fault on it. And Gerald Celente, Ron Paul, Peter Schiff all make appearances.
Oh, and whose production is this?
National Inflation Association.
You know, the NIA, they cropped up on my radar screen about 6 months ago, 6-8 months ago.
Yeah.
They're doing some decent work.
This is an amazing video.
It is.
It'll. I mean, if somebody's been sticking their head in the sand, this is a wake up call.
All righty, and we need the alarm clock in America going off.
Well, besides that, because obviously it tells a whole different story than the happy feet at CNBC and Fox Business. you got Richard Russell coming out in his latest newsletter saying that, you know, you better liquidate everything because you're not going to recognize America by the end of the year. I mean, I don't know how many warnings we've got to have from... And Richard Russell, I don't know, Bob, you know Richard Russell better than I do. He's not one for ringing the doom and gloom bell that often.
Well, up until recently, he never has. He's been more middle of the road, not anti-gold, but not pro-gold, until the last perhaps couple of years. And He has an amazing following, and his coming out and making these statements at this time, I think, is very important. And we do it all the time. It's unusual for he to do that. He's also projecting the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 1,000.
Well, the thing
and
that
Joe Granville and Dave Tice are calling for the same numbers I am, which is 28 to 3,200.
Well, could it be that there is a dark cloud hanging over? Because I was watching way before the markets opened this morning, and I have a tendency to pay attention to Fox Business and Bloomberg just to see how they're trying to spin things. And housing, we got some good news on the housing, and they were projecting markets up, markets up. Markets didn't go up.
Gold was down. Look, gold was down $20 this morning.
Yeah, I saw that, and then it bumped back up, and it was off what, $8?
No, it closed up $1.50.
It did?
Sure.
Well, what's the price of it today?
All the metals closed positive.
I know copper took a big jump. What did gold close at?
$1,226.20, up $1.10. Silver up 11 cents at 11.1905.
What a great segue for the Bob Chapman steal of the day.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Now, like last week, we don't have many. I mean, last week we sold out real fast with the French roosters. And
I know, halfway through the program, you were sitting there writing deals and you told people, I've had 150 or 160 of these things. I only got 80 left.
Yeah, well, we pretty much got the same number. Well, you've got to understand the reason for this. Unfortunately, Europeans are buying up every piece of gold they can get their hands on. So getting hold of European gold is starting to become tougher, and premiums are going to start escalating in the not too distant future. We've got Italian 20 lira gold coins. These are minted between 1880 and 1897. They're the Umberto coins, brilliant uncirculated, gorgeous looking coin, contains 0.1867 ounces of pure gold. $275, $5 cheaper than the roosters were last week.
Uh-oh. And?
And if you order 20 or more, obviously you get a year subscription to the International Forecaster. And the price includes delivery, so the total for 20 is $5,500.
You know, one of these days we're going to be doing this program because I have a general feeling in what these things are going to cost, even though I don't talk to you and I don't know the actual selling price, okay? But we've been ranging in the 20 coins, whether it be roosters or guilders or whatever the case may be, $5,000, $5,100, $5,200. We're starting to creep up. One of these days we're going to be doing this program and you're going to go, well, I only got 50 pieces of whatever. And guess what? They're $350 or $400 a piece. I know this day is coming. I can
remember when we were offering 20 coins for $3,500.
Yes, yeah, yes. And folks, and if at all humanly possible, do your conversion today. Take the worthless FRNs and soon to be just blown out, absolutely flat, broke, worth nothing. Convert them. Convert them now. Buy your gold. That's going to go up through the roof, and that is going to be, chances are, and I hate to say this, because you're probably not going to be working. If you're a business owner, you're not going to be businessing out there, and you're not going to be selling or buying too much, and everything is going to be dead. So how do you eat? How do you feed yourself? How do you clothe yourself? Well, it's going to be cashing in a few gold coins here and there to survive. That is your insurance policy. Please do not wait. I don't know what it is, guys, about people that are buying gold, but they only seem to move on it when it almost seems it's escaping their grasp, their ability to purchase it. They go chasing after it once it tries to run away from them.
By the way, let's not forget silver.
Yeah.
That video, and I urge people to watch this video. They make a very good case for $72 silver. With graphs and pictures and explanations and everything. So...
Excuse me. Continue, Robbie. I'm kissing my wife goodbye.
Well, there's a good man. It's most probably the single most important video you could ever watch. As simple as that. And this is no hype. Watch it for yourself. Make your own call on it.
All right. So you've got the Italian, what did you call those things?
Umberto.
The Umbertos.
Umberto.
And they were minted between when and when?
They were minted, well, I mean, these are
ancient?
As defined as numismatic as you can get, but you're paying bullion prices for them.
And?
Between 1880 and 1897. These old pre-1900 coins.
Well, these are 19th century coins, brilliant and circulated.
For $275. Try and get that from Goldline for $275.
You know, I thought of you this morning. What did I see on Bloomberg? I saw a Goldline commercial, and then the thoughts ran through my head what you've been saying about Goldline.
Well,
I'm not listening to the verbiage of the commercial. Your audio spool is playing through my head as I'm watching the commercial.
Well, the thing that's kind of ironic is a Democrat, and he's causing all kinds of problems. I think his name is Wiener. Today announced he's going to launch an investigation into Goldline and Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck is obviously beside himself. Accusing the Democrats of wanting to undermine capitalism, and all Weiner's doing is going, no, Goldline is ripping off its clients to the tune of 30-40%.
Well, and is that really ripping off? Because they offer a service, they've got a commodity they're selling. Their attitude is, well, buyer beware. If you're not a careful shopper, we got you hooked, baby.
Well, yeah.
Well, if that's the case, we need regulation. Let them put that in their pipe and smoke it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Well, there's no question Wiener has a political motive for going after Glenn Beck and Goldline. I mean, I understand that. But obviously, I don't know if they tell people. I mean, if they tell people, look, we got a 40% markup on our product. I know their spokesman does mention it on his radio program when he does advertise it, but I don't think people do the math for themselves. I mean, a 30% markup means you've got to see gold go from where it is now to around about $1,650 before you even break even.
Well, and they're banking on that because that is the pitch. I mean, did Pat Boone die? Because I've not seen him on there stumping for what's-his-face. What's the name of his company?
The Cheese People.
The Cheese People?
Swiss America.
Oh, that's right, Swiss America.
Oh. They do the same thing.
Same thing applies. And
but there's a whole bunch of them do it.
Well, I know that, but you
Let me come to their defense on charging it. Where I have a problem with them is they don't fully disclose it to the clients.
Disclose what?
But
they're overcharging
you? Nor does Goldman Sachs or Merrill Lynch disclose to its clients, you know, whether or not they are long or short a particular product that they're selling them.
Oh, okay. So the defense here, and I'll play devil's advocate along with Judge Robbie here. It's... 1650 before it breaks even, but they know it's going to go higher, so they're still doing a service, right?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And in their defense, I have to say, you know, they pay Glenn Beck a lot of money. They pay Rush Limbaugh a lot of money. They have really nice brochures. They have really great offices in prime locations.
Okay, so I get the endorsement from Pat Boone or the Wingnut, and that qualifies me to buy gold at exorbitant prices.
Well, they can't sell it for the prices that we sell it at because the only spokespeople they could get at these prices is you and me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bob, was that a backhanded compliment or a cut? I'm not quite sure.
Oh, it's a compliment, of course.
Okay, all right.
Because we by and large work for nothing when you boil it all down.
Yeah,
I mean, we do it mainly, what motivates us, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, what motivates us is the passion that we have for the particular subject. more than, obviously, the profit motive.
Well, we've saved a lot of people's bacon out there. That's for damn sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's
made
why
a lot of people a lot of money.
Well, and, you know, I got tired. You know the people I was dealing with before.
Yes.
And I got tired of this. I mean, when the excuse came to me, well, I didn't ship out that coin because it was on my dashboard and I hit the brakes and it slid down in my defroster and I'm going to have to rip my entire dashboard out to get it. I went, what? Excuse me? Are you guys doing cocaine again up there? Well, they were. The whole damn place was wired up on 220. And I said, you know, that's enough for you guys. I need somebody to represent a true value for gold and silver, and hence Republic Trading Group started, because I got tired of seeing people ripped off. I mean, and buyer beware. You know, I love the one guy that called me up one day and was bitching me out here and saying, well, you people are overcharging. The guy went and bought AU gold, and he says, well, I can get it down in Florida for this price. Well, I start talking to the guy, and I finally determine that he's buying stuff that was hammered, banged up, nicked, worn out, whatever. And I said, well, there you go. I said, it's not brilliant uncirculated. I said, that carries a little bit, you'll pay a little bit more for it, but you'll be able to offload it even faster if you have to. And people don't get it. You know, to this guy, I'm sure his grandmother's gold filling would have been just as equitable. Don in Nevada, let's go to the phones before we lose these callers here. Hello, Don.
Yes, gentlemen.
Yes.
I need you to answer a question for educational purposes only.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is kind of a no-brainer.
Okay.
I just wanted a firm consensus. Would you be willing to lug around a 100-ounce bar of silver at spot?
Would I? Okay. Is there more to that question?
No.
Well, you're not going to get spot for a 100-ounce bar of gold. I mean, a bar of silver. Unless you sell it privately, obviously. But if you sell to a dealer, dealers aren't going to pay you spot in a 100-ounce bar of silver.
So if you buy it for spot, that's about the best you're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dealers will pay you anywhere from 50 to 50 cents to a dollar back a spot for a 100-ounce bar.
Yeah. So you're just going to be coasting along right now and hoping for the good times at $72 an ounce.
I don't know where you got 72, but I can tell you one thing, friend. It's going to go up. It's all going to be...
Well, I listened to the melt-up.
Yeah, the melt-up?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Excellent.
Did you find anything you could fault with it?
No.
See, I'm a cynic, so I look at these things and I look to see if I can find fault with anything that they put forward as factual, and I couldn't find a single thing.
Seemed to be pretty straightforward to me.
Yep. Facts and figures and charts and graphs and...
So would y'all consider lugging around a 100-ounce bar at spot for a while?
For a good while. Why?
Sure. I wouldn't be thinking of selling it.
No.
I mean, buying it and lugging it around for a while.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the education.
All right.
Bye.
That was kind of a... Ouch. That hurt. What are you doing on your telephone when you should be running my board? Who? Manny. Manny is not here. I'm here. We're coming up on a break here in just a minute. When we get back on the other side, the state of the nation and how stupid people...